It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN.
The president has finished his lengthy news conference, the first one since the election.
An hour and 10 minutes.
Gee, that long.
And he took a number of questions. Mm-hmm. Actually, he took a number of questions from reporters that he would not normally be taking questions from, including one outgoing reporter is going to Kansas City. Apparently, Josh Earnest, the press secretary, is from Kansas City.
Oh.
And so the first question out of the box was a Kansas City reporter on their way back to Kansas City. And then a couple of other people along the way that he didn't. We are now honored to have Bill Daly in the studio with us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mr. Daly, of course, you will know, you'll remember, was Secretary of Commerce and then went on to become the chief of staff to President Obama, the second chief
sure.
of staff after that. What was the name of that guy?
Yeah, what happened to that
chief
guy?
Of staff before? I don't know, the mayor of some city.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of that, by the way, he'll be coming on at 6 o'clock tonight for his address to radio tonight at 6 o'clock. The mayor is taking over the radio waves in Chicago for half an hour, and then we'll discuss that afterwards. But let's talk about what's happening here nationally. Reince Priebus, the RNC chairman, has been named chief of staff. However, in that same press release yesterday, Steve Bannon, who was the guy that runs Breitbart News or ran Breitbart News, has been named as a chief advisor, and they're going to have a dual role. As a chief of staff, can there be two cooks in that kitchen?
Well, you know, there is some precedent. When Ronald Reagan won, he basically had three chiefs of staff. But over time, it began to change. And
right.
I think what will happen
Baker
is,
and Meese were considered
it was
the two.
Baker, Meese, and Deaver.
Right.
That they kind of announced at the beginning. Meese then went on to be attorney general. Baker became the strong chief of staff. Somebody has to sort of run the things. My guess is Priebus will do that.
And then when you say run the things,
I mean,
go through that day a little bit.
You've got dozens and dozens of agencies. You've got all these major departments that are having stuff going on in them that try to funnel to the White House to get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all sorts of staff people in the White House who run agencies or run councils like the Economic Council. You've got the National Security Council. Where do these people report into? They can't all run down the hall to the president.
Right.
They can't have two sessions. So Bannon and Priebus are going to have to figure out who's in what space. My guess is that Bannon is sort of the strategic overseer, the political guy more than Priebus. Priebus has great relationships with the Congress, at least the Republican side in the House.
Right.
And
he knows politicians.
And he's a politician.
Well, it is interesting because I think you have, for the first time ever, you've got a guy who had not worked in government or been in the military and a business leader. And this is something that's interesting. This is something that talk radio has been pounding away at for decades.
Trying to get someone like this elected.
Yes. What we need.
This is the answer.
Business guys. And a bunch of people from talk radio now. With Steve Bannon being one of them, and they're talking about Laura Ingraham for press secretary.
Why not? What the hell?
Bill, I think that your sentiments your sentiments are well echoed around the nation. All right, go ahead,
sure, let it rip.
I think the Bannon appointment is the one that's receiving so much of the backlash now because of his affiliation with Breitbart and some of the journalism that they put out there. His white nationalist association with that whole movement, and it feels as if people are feeling as if this president-elect Trump wants to bring people together, as he says, that this move doesn't exactly strike that tone.
But this was the campaign they ran. When Bannon came in, he drove a piece of the campaign that got those voters, the alt-right or whatever they call them. Obviously, Breitbart or whatever you call it, has changed or is in the process of trying to change what the media is about. And taking it to an extreme and
right.
having an enormous impact, in my opinion, on all of media. But it doesn't gel. I agree with you, Anna, that it doesn't gel with this. We come together. But you could say that. You could say the words of we all have to come together and please stop causing trouble out there for those people who may be attacking Muslims or, attacking verbally people.
As he
of
said
color.
On 60 Minutes yesterday,
okay.
stop it.
Stop it. Okay. But all day Saturday, all day Sunday when this was reported, no one was tweeting out saying, hey, folks, or anybody from the Trump transition formally calling on people to do something different than what they were doing. So picking a Bannon sends a message to his voters, and you could say all you want about come together. When you pick a guy like Bannon and what he stands for, I would say that that's a more serious message you're sending to people about how you're going to govern, not what do you say.
Now, the Trump people today are saying that people are misunderstanding Bannon. Bannon is an Israel hawk. He is not an anti-Semite in the sense of his devotion to Israel. He is a guy that is he served in the Navy. He went to Harvard.
Right. He's Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs executive for a number of years. So people are trying to rebuild him. If I were advising the Trump White House, perish the thought. But if I were advising the Trump White House, I'd have Bannon go out and do an interview. I'd have Bannon, and maybe you go into friendlier territory. You have him go to Fox News or whatever, so people get a sense of who he is. And then maybe, do the training wheels interview there, and then let him, then let him sit fire with somebody else.
I don't know him, and I think it's hard for me to question someone's motives and sort of what his heart is about when people say he's a racist or he's this or he's that. I don't know. But look at the sort of agenda that they have driven.
Yeah.
And for business purposes, he's doing it and it's worked successfully. Or he believes this stuff. If he doesn't believe it and it's done for a business, pretty successful. But that may be more evil than somebody who actually believes some of the rhetoric and some of the stuff they've pushed.
Secretary, I'm glad you said that, because here's the reality, is that when Andrew Breitbart died, but that institution went on and Steve Bannon came in to become the CEO of it, he did make some decisions that actually made some of the conservative journalists at Breitbart and commentators at Breitbart get out of the way and this is not for us, because he put up, and I mean, you can go to Breitbart, I believe it is still up there as of today, you can go to Breitbart's site, and I'm sure it's getting a hell of a lot of traffic today, and it has, on the front page, there's a tab for black crime that's just a separate, separate set of stories, right there. It's, on the front page, black crime. You can click on that, and then stories from around the country of crimes by African Americans, on African Americans, on white people, whatever it happens to be. And that was a decision that I think a lot of the people that considered themselves to be journalists, and you'll recall, remember that during the campaign, Breitbart News came under a lot of fire when one of their journalists covering Donald Trump says that she was actually physically pulled back by Corian Lewandowski, who was then had to leave his job as, basically President-elect Trump's body guy back then, his sort of campaign chief of staff. This brings a lot of questions in. All right, let's go back to running the White House. We're being told by people in the White House now, as the Trump people are arriving, that they're kind of looking around the place slightly less prepared than would be expected. It's fairly true of everybody coming in, isn't it?
Well, I think for someone who has said that they've thought they were going to win for a very long time, they seem to be wholly unprepared. Because there's only 6.5 weeks left or something like that, with two holidays in between.
70 days.
Okay. And the enormity of the job. First of all, the number of jobs that they want to fill that will need some security clearance. And then you have a whole group of people who have to get Senate approved.
Aren't there 1,000 jobs of security clearance?
Yeah.
1,000 jobs.
And some can be gotten quickly. Mm-hmm. But if you start to put controversial people in, or people who have no great track record, or are kind of on the edge, then the security and intelligence forces are going to want to really get to know, especially when you layer in this sort of Russian, when the Russians said they had contact with the campaign. What the heck did that mean? And so there may be a little more concern about some people that they're wholly unknown before they start giving security clearances left and right.
This is kind of interesting, because the chief of staff has to have a security clearance.
Yeah.
Does a senior advisor have to have security clearance?
If they don't, there's only a limited amount of stuff they can deal with. They can't be sitting in the Situation Room when they talk about Osama bin Laden raid.
Yeah.
Okay. And there were people who didn't have the clearance level to be in those meetings who were even in the White House. So just because you work at the White House doesn't mean you have total security that the president or vice president or a chief of staff would
have. The top-level security clearance is the people that sit down in that situation room As you saw, that you were in a number of pictures from a number of things, including the Bin Laden raid. And so people with those top security clearances, that's a limited number, but there are still hundreds upon hundreds of others who have to have some level of security clearance, have to be background checked, if you will.
Oh.
Now, let's go. See, I said this from the very beginning. This is my greatest concern. Damn the rhetoric and all the rest of the wackiness and the circus around Donald Trump. He doesn't have enough people from inside. And I know this idea that, we want to drain the swamp. We want all new people. Well, that's one thing you say on a campaign trail. But there's in terms of keeping the business of the government moving in a direction that is safe for the people of the United States, because a lot of life and death decisions are made every minute in that building. Mm-hmm. Doing that, isn't it? You need to have people who have some experience in this.
Yeah, you need a certain cadre of people, and I think the Priebus selection, quite frankly, is a good one.
He's been
part of a system. He understands.
He gets it.
He's been around. He's had experience at the state level. Having Mike Pence there, a governor who ran a complicated state government.
Former
congressman, been in committees, understands the system.
Right.
That's an enormous amount. Opinion is, in the next year, the most important, powerful person next to the president will be Mike Pence. No question about it.
Gee, that's interesting. What about this whole Electoral College push? You've got a petition circulating online. Several million have signed. Lady Gaga's promoting it. The George Soros billionaire-backed organizations are backing as well. There seems to be this last-minute push, people not happy with this election, not willing to accept the outcome, who are pushing for that kind of a situation they might not vote.
Chaired Al Gore's campaign. We got 500,000 more votes than George Bush and lost the election because of the same thing. Now, Hillary Clinton may end up with 2 million more votes than Donald Trump.
About 2%.
Okay? Which is incredible.
Right. They said that couldn't be done.
What this shows is elections matter. And people who talk about elections not mattering, which means those people who didn't vote, those groups who've had a real stake in this election, who didn't turn out at the levels they should have or didn't vote for Hillary the way they should have, they've got to do a little looking in the mirror. Changing Electoral College, you play by the rules. When they work for you, you love them. Mm-hmm. Barack Obama won twice big in the Electoral College. Everyone celebrated. This is it. This is great. But
you don't see it going anywhere?
No. Because the small states who need some representation, the other thing is, if you do away with the Electoral College and you just go to popular vote, you could have someone win with 30-some% of the vote, and as a minority president, truly minority, you'd have 3 or 4 parties.
Yeah.
And in theory, that seems great, but but you could end up with a president.
No,
who,
that doesn't really.
We're gonna have a little science experiment right here, I think. Yeah.
But you would you could have the potential for someone getting 32% of the vote and winning an election, and that's a. That's a recipe for a real problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's some other issues there, too. Although the media would love it, because that means that places that are
populated,
guaranteed red states or blue states, mm-hmm. Like Illinois got no advertising dollars, essentially, in this.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. Then it would become about big markets. It would be centric to big markets as opposed to states.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think that there is something about going out and touching the people and feeling the people and doing all that. And it's clear that Donald Trump was more successful at that than was Hillary Clinton. Whether they lucked into it or they were genius about it, I don't know. But either way, it worked.
But remember, she touched more of the voted for president than he touched.
That's true.
But they played the system,
yeah, and that's the way the system worked. All right. I don't appreciate you enough, I don't think, for coming in and doing this, Bill.
It's always great and fun to be in here.
To explaining to us exactly what this is. It's an honor to have you.
Thanks.
Violetta Powder Medic, WGN Traffic Trouble Spots right now.